Good morning. Today we are having our final question on our topic of saying Vayichulu Friday night, and thereafter we'll have a summary of what we have learned this week. This is all on Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Bereishis Vayichulu Hashamayim V'Aretz V'Chol Tzvaam. So our question today was asked to the Tzitz Eliezer, somebody who is saying a lengthy Amida on Friday night of Maariv, and he happens to get to the Vayichulu during his private Shemoneh Esrei, when the entire Tzibur gets to Vayichulu after they said their Shemoneh Esrei, and they're saying the second Vayichulu that said the entire Tzibur together. And the question that was posed to the Tzitz Eliezer is, can this individual during his private silent Shemoneh Esrei say Vayichulu out loud together with the rest of the Tzibur? So he says as follows, Chitrichim Lomar Vayichulu, we are required to say the Vayichulu Biyachat together with the Tzibur. And number two, Ba'asara, 10 people together, Ubekoram, and out loud. And he says the reason for this is that we are fulfilling a Kiddush Hashem. It says, V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, v'yir mekadesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Klal Yisrael, which means 10 men, and accordingly, that's why it requires 10. It has to be said together, etc. So he says, based on that background, ubarur hadavar shiyachol hayachid hazeh, it's clear to me that this individual who has gotten in his private silent Shemoneh Esrei to Vayichulu, that he's permitted and maybe he's even obligated to join in with the rest of the kahal when they say Vayichulu, and he should say it together with them, and he should indeed say it out loud. So that's the psak of the Tzitz Eliezer. This is brought in the Piskei Tshuvas. He brings the psak that we just mentioned of the Tzitz Eliezer and adds on to Mikol Makom. But in addition, Achar Tfilas, when this individual finishes his Amida, he should say Vayichulu an additional time, because according to the Arizal, it should be said three times. So indeed, it doesn't mean that he should skip Vayichulu after his Amida. He should repeat Vayichulu once again. So just to recap, our topic this week has been the saying of Vayichulu Friday night. And we said that indeed we say it three times. We say it in our Amida of Maariv. Thereafterward, we say it together with the Tzibur. And then when we go home, we say it in Kiddush. And the Avudraham explained that there's a Medrash that teaches us that Vayichulu says the word Asher three times, and the pasuk Vayikhu Elecha Para Aduma, talking about being Metaher through the Para Aduma, also has the same word three times. And the Avudram, quoting the Medrash, says that just like the Para Aduma is Mechaper, atones, so too somebody who says Vayichulu three times, it acts as an atonement. And we saw other reasons as well why indeed we say the Vayichulu three times on Friday night. We did also mention the Gemara in Shabbos that says that anyone who davens on Erev Shabbos and says Vayichulu, he has effectively made a partner with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in creation. And the Or HaChaim asked a fascinating question, why is that so? Creation happened in the past. You can't be made in a partner in something that already happened. And Brias HaOlam was way back. And he says as follows, the concept here is somebody who says Vayichulu, somebody who's Mekadesh Shabbos, somebody who keeps Shabbos, is somebody who is maintaining the existence of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in the past, but keeping Shabbos, it was keeps this world around. Accordingly, somebody who declares that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the world by saying Vayichulu is indeed maintaining and sustaining the world. We also then went on to say that there is a parallel between Vayichulu and giving edus, witnesses giving testimony in a Beis Din, and we said that the ramification for that, and the Shilta HaGiborim says as follows, that when you say Vayichulu, we are giving testimony as to creation, and accordingly, it has to be said standing, just like in a court of law in a Beis Din, that the witnesses are required to give their testimony standing. So there are actually three ramifications. Vayichulu has to be said standing. It also has to be said together, And that's talking about the second Vayechulu after the Amidah said by the Tzibur together. Then it also has to be said, B'kol Ram, has to be said out loud. So those are three ramifications of this, it being saying Vayechulu, of being Eidus. The Tur comments along this vein. He says, V'lachein sarich shiya'amdu v'yomru oso b'yancha. We have to stand, we have to say Vayechulu together. What does that mean together? So the Taz explains that it's talking about Eida Shalema, the whole Tzibur together. That means a minimum of 10 people. 10 people have to say the Vayechulu together. And he's of the view that if a Yachid wants to say it, if an individual wants to say it by himself, he can't say it as Eidus. He has to say it as if he is reading Psukim in the Torah, the Biur Halacha. Indeed, does say that Lechatchila, we should have 10 people together saying it. And in the Mishnah Berurah, he says that if you don't have 10, you can go down to 2 saying Eidus. And the Mishnah Berurah does comment that it's a machlokis if somebody can say the Vayechulu Vayechidus or not. Accordingly, he sides with the view that you can, it's preferable to say it, but don't say it as Eidu, say it as if you're reading in the Torah. But he says the Bichidish as well, that somebody should say his Amida quickly in order to enable himself to finish and say Vayechulu together with the Tzibur, that's saying the second Vayechulu, so to finish the Shmoneh Esrei quicker. Now, on the other hand, the Chazon Ish disagrees with this whole concept. He says that saying Vayechulu after the Amida does not need to be out loud. It doesn't need to be said standing. You don't have to look for somebody else or another 9 people to say have 10 together, a minion, or another 1 person to have Eidus together. He says that is actually a negative thing. It looks like we have to give testimony that God created the world, and we don't need to give testimony over something like that. It's fairly obvious. So the Chazon Ish doesn't embrace this entire concept. Nonetheless, it seems to be the minhag of the olam, of most people at least, that when somebody has a longer Shmoneh Esrei, didn't finish in time, that he will indeed go and find at least one other person to say the Vayechulu with, because al pi shnai eid shnei eidim yakum davar, we require a minimum of 2 people to give testimony, and saying it be a chidus, as the Mishnah Berurah cited, that you can say it, but don't say it as eidus, simply say it as if you are reading psukim. Have a wonderful day.